Good evening, everybody. This is National Consultant Mary Amoedo. Just want to welcome everybody to the Ambit Energy Business Builder call. I'm sure there's probably a ton of people that are thinking the call is in an hour because they did not set their clocks ahead. This is probably my least favorite night of the entire year where we lose an hour. And I know for those of us that are super, super busy and we keep our plates really full, losing an hour is not a fun proposition. But I do love that the days are longer and it gets it stays daylight longer into the day. So good pluses and minuses to everything. You just have to roll with it. But a couple announcements before we get started. You know, here in Texas, we have this huge event called South by Southwest. It happens in Austin. It's actually scheduled to happen this coming week. And because of all the concerns regarding the coronavirus, they have actually canceled South by Southwest. And so we had discussed this amongst ourselves and with some of the other leaders, and we decided that in the interest of our consultants, we were going to go ahead and cancel Power Trip this year because we wanted to mitigate people flying in and getting on planes because there's a huge concern about that. We've had lots of people voice their concerns. And what we want you to, and everybody who's purchased a ticket, we will be giving you complete refunds for that. So we do encourage you to plug in and go to all the local trainings in your local market. So I know there's a lot of great trainings that are happening. There's a huge training that's happening in Illinois. There's some great trainings in the Northeast. We just had some great trainings in the Houston area. So, you know, if you're within driving distance of those places, go ahead and get yourself plugged into those. There's lots of stuff online, but we just wanted to mitigate some concerns that people have. They were feeling very torn. And we probably will do something instead of that. I don't know what's going to happen, but we just wanted to go ahead and announce that so that you guys can make plans and adjust your schedules accordingly. So we are very sad to have to cancel it, but we just thought it was going to be in the best interest of our Ambit family to do that. So just know that we'll be sending out an email tomorrow about that so that everybody's informed and communicated about that. So that actually then should have everybody free up some time, attention, and resources to make sure you get yourself and your team registered for Ambition that's going to be happening over Labor Day weekend. If you're not already registered, you probably need to get yourself registered for that event. You can go to the Event Center at events.ambitenergy.com. You can get all the details about that, the schedule, the what to expect, information about hotels, all that good stuff on there. And I think there might be even some videos of past ambitions. So, all right, guys, get your pen and paper out. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is leadership and leadership development. And I'm going to tell a little story about myself. When I was, and I grew up in a leadership kind of culture. My father was the high school principal in Vietnam, and he was a pretty strict educator and leader and garnered incredible respect of his students. In fact, a couple of years ago, we went back to Vietnam for a reunion. 43 years after my dad left Vietnam, he started the school and he taught there for 3 years before he fled Vietnam with my family when I was in utero with my mom. My mom was in utero with me. I was born as my parents were immigrating here. And 43 years later, after only teaching for 3 years, he had so much respect of his students that when they did that reunion, 250 people showed up at that reunion. I was floored. I was so amazed and so proud at the leader my father had been and was continued to be. And I felt like I had that in my DNA. But for a long time in my life, I did not exhibit very extraordinary leadership qualities. It took a lot of personal growth and training and development to get me to where I am today. And I have certainly not arrived, not in the slightest, not in the slightest stretch of my imagination or anybody else's imagination. There's still always more east to go or more west to go, whatever the saying is. But I remember being in my young 20s and being exposed for the very first time to personal growth. At that time, I was very shy, very introverted. If I was in a large group of people, I would be the one in the corner kind of watching as things were happening. I wasn't confident and comfortable in my own skin, and it just took years and years of seminars and books and tapes and just going through different training courses and coaching to get me to where I am, and I'm constantly looking for ways to get better. And Richard and I were talking about, you know, what do we want to discuss on the call tonight? And I knew I wanted to talk about some form of leadership. And so I kind of looked through my leadership books, and what kind of jumped out at me was John Maxwell's 5 Levels of Leadership book. And some of you guys have already read it, and some of you have not ever read it before. And some of you, it may have been a really long time, and some of you have no idea who John Maxwell is. Well, a few years ago, John Maxwell led Power Trip, one in Dallas and one in Utica, New York. And it really wasn't a typical Power Trip. It really was a training that John Maxwell did. And he was actually launching his 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, which is probably one of my absolute favorite books. And a few months ago, back in probably before Thanksgiving, I did some highlights of some of my favorite leadership and training development books. And that was one of them. And so we're going to go through the 5 levels of leadership. And I think it's really important, especially in our business, to understand that you've got to develop yourself as a leader. And there's all the ins and outs of building the business that you're going to learn, the invitation, the presentation, validation, how to invite someone to a presentation, how to invite someone to take a look, how to get your team to a business presentation, how to do a 3-way call, how to create your why, how to make a written list. There's a lot of facets to the business. But then a whole nother level of the business that's really going to take you to the next level is developing yourself as a leader. So you've got to develop both sides concurrently. So you've got to learn the ins and outs and the mechanics of the business. But you also have to learn how to grow yourself as an individual and as a leader, because when you become someone that people like and want to be around, it makes recruiting that much easier. So if you're not already developing yourself, then you need to start in some capacity. Read one chapter a night. Read 10 minutes a day. Everybody has time to carve out 10 minutes to read something. And it could be one chapter. It could be while you're eating breakfast or while you're eating lunch. You're just reading one little thing at night before you go to bed, when you're, you know, handling business. You know, whatever that is, you can find a little bit of time to do a little bit of reading to grow yourself, because that's going to make all the difference in the world. So the thing about the 5 levels of leadership is it really goes through assessing where you are on the leadership levels. And we're going to go through that. And I'm going to, hopefully if time permits, we're going to go through an assessment of you assessing where you are. And really where I want you to assess yourself and where I want you to look is in relationship to this business. Now, you could be a complete incredible leader in your work arena or your career or in your church. But starting an ambit, you've not developed that leadership here. So you are going to have to develop a whole nother level of leadership or leadership within ambit energy in order for you to increase your success. So we're going to go through each one of the levels of leadership and kind of what each one means. And then we're going to go through some of the principles that I'm going to extrapolate from the book. But by no means are we going to really go through the book. We're just going to scratch a little bit of the surface to give you a little bit of a taste, so that those of you who really want to take on your own leadership can really take it on. I do highly recommend this book. It's a wonderful book, but there's a lot of great leadership books out there. So you could get it on Audible. You can, get the actual book. You can borrow it from somebody. Lots of get it on Kindle, whatever your preferred reading is. So I'm going to go through this one by one. So level one leadership is the actual lowest level. It's positional leadership. People follow you because they have to. So it's the entry level. The only influence a positional leader has is that which comes with the job title. People follow because they have to. So I think if everybody were to look in your career, in your time, and even maybe when you were in school, there were people that you just did not respect, you did not like, you did not enjoy being with, you didn't think they were a leader, but you had to follow them because they were your manager or they were your teacher or they were, you know, whatever level above you was, but you had to because of their title versus your title. That's the absolute lowest level of leadership. And I can tell you, if you have that level of leadership, it can open certain doors for you, but it's not going to open all doors for you. All right, the second level of leadership is permission. People follow you because they actually want to. Level two is based entirely on relationships. So on the permission level, people follow because they want to, and when you like people and treat them like individuals who have value, you begin to develop influence with them and you develop trust. So this is, you know, a little bit more where you've got a relationship. It could be a friend type thing, but people actually like them. So when you're more likable, just like I said earlier, when you're someone that people like, it's much easier for you to recruit and grow your business. So if you look around, you know, that's why it's so important for what we always tell people is for you to do some fellowship with people on your team, because when you start to like people, it makes it, or when they start to like you, it just makes leading them that much easier. That's why it's so important when you're doing business presentations that you're doing a meeting after the meeting. That's where the Velcro comes. That's where fellowship comes. That's where people laugh and have a good time. That's where people like being around other people.
Hey guys, Richard here. Just step back in. So level three is on production. And on production is people follow beacons of what you have. What is that? That's too small. I can't read. I got my glasses. I cannot read that.
People follow because of what you have done for the organization.
Incredible. My eyesight is almost 50, guys. So, you know, apparently glasses need to be updated here. From here. So level three, which is based on results. On the production level, leaders gain influence and credibility, and people begin to follow them because of what they have done for the organization. Many positive things begin happening when leaders get to level three. Work gets done, morale improves, profits go up, turnover goes down, and goals are achieved. It is also on level three that momentum kicks in.
You know, level three happens when people start working their way in promoting through the levels, like where they promote from MC to RC or from RC to SC or SC to EC. That's when momentum starts to happen. That's when excitement starts to happen. That's when production starts to happen. That's the reason why, you know, we have people who are SDs and ECs are in front of the room at business presentations because they've actually produced something for the organization. So level four is people development. So people follow because what you have done for them. Very important. Leaders become great not because of their power, but because of their ability to empower others. That's what leaders do on level four. They use their position, relationships, and productivity to invest in their followers and develop them until those followers become leaders in their own right. And the result is reproduction. Level four leaders reproduce themselves. So production may win games, but people development wins championships. So if you really want to have a business that starts to have duplication, you actually have to develop leaders who know how to develop leaders. So that's where it starts to really kick in and make money. That's why we always say that at SC, that's where real leadership starts to kick in, because you have to develop other senior consultants. You literally could personally sponsor your way to RC. You could personally sponsor your way to SC, but it is a tough game to personally sponsor yourself all the way to EC. So you actually have to develop other leaders. Okay, level five is the actual pinnacle. People follow you because of who you are and what you represent. Now, the highest and most difficult level of leadership is the pinnacle. While most people can learn to climb to levels one through four, level five requires not only effort, skill, and intentionality, but also a high level of talent. Only naturally gifted leaders ever make it to this highest level. What do leaders do on level five? They develop people to become level four leaders. Developing leaders to the point where they are able and willing to develop other leaders is the most difficult leadership task of all. Level 5 leaders develop level 5 organizations. They create opportunities that other leaders don't. They create legacy in what they do, and people follow them because of who they are and what they represent. In other words, their leadership gains a positive reputation. So it could take you an entire lifetime to develop yourself as a level 5 leader. And what we're going to go through is all the different, tools and all the different levels and insights into into the 5 levels of leadership and how that comes into play in your Ambit Energy business. And no matter where you are, you can develop yourself to get to the next level. And that doesn't come without actually understanding the mechanics of the business and understanding how to build an organization. You can't become a leader in this organization without producing results and promoting through the compensation plan. But you've got to keep your eye on not just the results, but you got to keep your eye on your people, because we're in the people business. And what we do is we develop leaders here. All right, so here's some insights into the 5 levels of leadership. You can move up a level, but you never leave the previous one behind. So once you've achieved a level, you simply build upon it. So once you've kind of mastered level 1 leadership, which is you've gotten to RC and people start to look at you as a leader, because even though you don't think you're a leader at RC, guests think you're a leader. That pin means something to a guest. But once you get to RC or once you're at level 1, you build on that. You have a title. Now you can start to develop yourself as a level 2 leader. Or once you're a level 2 leader, you build on that, develop yourself as a level 3 leader. You are not on the same level with every person. So leadership is dynamic and it changes from relationship to relationship. And the same is true for the 5 levels of leadership. So I may be on a different level of the 5 levels with each of 5 different people in my organization. So with a brand new consultant, I may just be a level 1 leader. They don't know me from Adam. They've never worked with me before. Some people that I've worked with a little bit, I might be a level 2 leader with them. I've worked with them a little bit. They like me, and they know I'm a national consultant, and so I'm a level 2 leader. For some people, I might be a level 3 leader. I've produced results, and they know the results I've produced, and they have respect. And for some people, I'm a level 4 leader because I've helped them develop themselves. So you could be in a whole different category of all different people. So just because you technically, skill-wise, might be at one particular level, when you're meeting and working with someone new, you might be at all level 1, starting from the very ground level. So don't assume that once you've hit a certain level, you are at that level. You're only at the level at which the people following you see you. So if you think you're a level 3, but that brand new consultant only relates you as a level 1, you're only at level 1. All right. Another insight is the higher you go, the easier it is to lead. As you work to climb up the levels of leadership, you'll find that it gets easier to lead people. And that seems like a little bit of a contradiction. Each advance allows you to be more effective in leading others because your influence increases as you go to a higher level. And as your influence increases, more people follow you more readily. So limited influence is limited leadership. Greater influence is greater effectiveness. So that's just how that goes. That's why it's easier. And the higher you go, the more time and commitment is required to win a level. So that's the unfortunate thing. It takes time to develop yourself as a leader. Easy. Now, think about it. Which is harder? Being given a leadership position, which is level 1, or getting people's permission to lead them at level 2? Now, it's pretty obvious. It takes time, effort, and commitment to develop positive relationships with people. Well, think about how about moving from level 2 to level 3? It's harder to become consistently productive than it is to make friends. And it's even harder and requires much more time to go to level 4, where you actually develop people to become good leaders. And it can take a lifetime to become a level 5 leader who develops leaders who in turn develop other leaders. So at each level, you might move from level 1 to level 2 in a matter of days or weeks. From level 2 to level 3, it could be weeks, it could be months, maybe it's a year. from level 3 to level 4, it could take you years. And for level 4 to 5, it could be a lifetime, just like John Maxwell says. The other insight is moving up levels occurs slowly, but going down can happen quickly. You know, somebody, I don't know if it was a sermon I heard a couple of weeks ago, it said, oh, no, it was a book I'm reading. It's a book on marriage that Jimmy Evans wrote, Pastor Jimmy Evans. And it's the marriage book. I know because people are going to ask me about which marriage book is it. It is The Four Laws of Love. It's his newest book. And he said that trust is gained in drops, but it's lost in buckets. So this kind of makes me think about leadership. Moving up levels occurs slowly, but going down can happen quickly. A lot of things have to be right to climb to a higher level. But sometimes it takes only one thing going wrong to cause someone to fall. So just remember why we always say never sacrifice integrity for growth. You know, never let good enough be good enough. You got to always think finest and most respected. The other insight is the higher you go, the greater the return. Now, you may give more to climb the higher levels of leadership, but you get more too. As a leader, your return on investment increases with each level. So if you look at our compensation plan, as you develop leaders, you know, developing leaders from SC to EC or going from EC to NC, the return is far greater. It takes you far longer to go from one level to the next as you move up the compensation plan because you're literally moving up the five levels of leadership. And as you move up the five levels of leadership, when you develop a leader can move on their own and develop other leaders, and that's a greater return on your time and your money for spending that time with your leaders and developing them. So it does take time, but it's a much greater return. Moving farther up always requires further growth. Now, each step of growth requires further development on the part of the leader. But here's the good news. Each level of leadership achieved functions as a platform from which the leader can grow into the next. Let me say that again. Each level of leadership achieved functions as a platform from which the leader can grow into the next. So each level you achieve is like a springboard to get to that next level. So you, whatever you accomplish at level 2 will springboard you to level 3. Whatever you've mastered at level 3 springboards you to level 4. Now, do you immediately jump all the way to the top of level 4? No, you actually start at the bottom and have to master, you know, all the facets of a level 4 leader, but it's going from one level to the next, you're going to have to stretch it and develop yourself. Now, not climbing the levels limits you and your people. So in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, one of the laws is the law of the lid. And in that law of the lid, John states that leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. So people will naturally follow leaders that are stronger than themselves. That means if you remain a 4, then you'll never attract and keep any leaders better than a 3. And if you're only a level 3 leader, well, then you're not going to attract and keep leaders much more than a level 2. That's why it's really, really important for when you get someone in the business, you plug them into the system. So maybe you are only a level 2 or a level 3 leader, but your upline or whoever's mentoring you or somebody who's cross-line to you that's in your local market is a level 4 leader. Well, you might be recruiting a level 4 leader that's higher than you in leadership, and they're not seeing you as a leader. That's why it's really important for you to plug them in the system and have them meet other leaders. One of the burdens of leadership is that as we go, so go the people we lead. So reaching our potential sets an environment for others to reach theirs. All right. When you change positions or organizations, you seldom stay at the same level. So every time you lead different people, you start the process all over again. People don't recognize you as a level 4 people developer when you haven't worked with them. You have to earn that. The same goes for levels 3 and 2. You start over at level 1. So anytime you sponsor a brand new consultant, and this is really me talking to the SDs and higher, Just because you're an SD and above didn't mean anything to that brand new consultant. That brand new consultant just knows you're in the business. You're a level one leader. They just know you have a pin level, but they don't know how effective you are. They don't know if they like you. They don't know if they want to you to lead them. They don't know anything about you. They just know that you've got this pin level. So you got to be cognizant of that when you're interacting with them. So you don't have their trust yet, and that's something that you've got to earn, and that takes a little bit of time. Now, the time could be very quick, and it can be bridged based on the relationship you have with the sponsor and how the sponsor has edified you. That's the reason why we do the edification on the 3A calls. When we edify someone, then it gives them, it moves them from level one to level two to level three. It moves them through the leadership level so that the person who's listening, the prospective consultant, actually hears that leader in a way that's different than if you just introduce them as, you know, Joe Smith. And so that's why we utilize the edification. Last insight that he has. You cannot climb the levels alone. He has this quote that I just love. If you think you're leading, but no one is following, then you're just taking a walk, okay? So to succeed as a leader, you must help others follow you up the levels. So very important that you actually follow people actually help you follow the, my words are all twisted. You actually need people for you to develop your leadership. You can't develop your leadership without people. And we obviously are in the people business. So we're not going to have enough time to get through the assessment. So my recommendation is go get the book. And on level 20, on page 22 of the book, if you get the hardcover book that's just like ours, you can assess yourself. And it's got 10 questions for every level. And on each set of questions, it's going to ask you if check off each statement that's true for you. And if you have 8 or more that you've checked off as true for you, then you've got mastery in that level. And that's where you want to, you know, work on, go and then do the assessment for the next level. And as you mark 8 or more in each level, then you are at that level. So, but let's say you marked all 10 on level 1. And then you marked all 10, you marked 8 on level 2. And let's say you marked, you know, 6 on level 3, but 8 on level 4. It looks like you have mastery at level 4, but because you only have 6 at level 3, it really means you're only at a level 3. You only have mastery as a level 2 leader. So even though you've got some skills of level 4, because you have it mastered level 3, you're only a level 3 leader, or you're only a level 2 leader trying to reach for a level 4 leader. So it's a great assessment. I highly recommend that you guys go and get the book and really start to look at how this relates to your Amba Energy business. We have a lot of leaders that are only level 1 leaders. They're only positional. They have a rank. They have a pen level, but they literally are taking a walk because no one is following them. Do not be that leader. Develop yourself. Anyone can develop themselves as a leader. You know, there's a saying that Tony Robbins always says. He talks about developing yourself during net time. It's during times that it takes no extra time. So if you're running on a treadmill, you can listen to an audiobook. That's no extra time. If you're putting on your makeup, ladies, or doing your hair, or taking a shower, you can listen to an audio. That's no extra time. You know, there's things that you do that really are mindless. I know Richard, when he's mowing the lawn, or when he's cleaning, washing the car, he likes doing those things. People are like, always ask, why doesn't he hire out for that? It's like relaxing for him. I know it sounds strange, but it is relaxing for him. And that's the time where he's listening to audiobooks because it's no extra time. So look at all the time where you literally could invest in your own personal growth and development with no extra time. So with that, it's already 9:30. Anything you want to say? I kind of monopolized.
That's completely fine. I will say this, though. I came across an app that you might already know about it, but I'm guessing most of you don't. It's called Scribed. S-C-R-I-B as in boy, D as in David. You can download it from either Android or Apple. You can get, like, I think 60 days free trial, and you can actually download condensed versions of books and audiobooks. So this book right here, Five Levels of Leadership, you can find it. Instead of it being 200 and some odd pages, it takes the meat of it and packs it in like 50 some odd pages. And you can download it and read it. And so if you like the app, then stay on the app. I have no vested interest in the app. So, but it's called Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. And you can download that and you can download the book. And then there's other things, obviously, you can listen to. John Maxwell's got a ton of stuff on there, audio as well as just in print as well. So, and you can do that for free, I think for 60 days. So might be something you take a use of and see how you can utilize your net extra time with audio or as well as with books. But guys, it's been a great week. We look forward to catching you guys next week. Y'all have an awesome rest of your evening, and let us unmute the line so everyone can say goodnight.
Thank you, Richard, and Mary, and Mary, and Ambit Nation.
Thank you, guys. Good night. Great call.
Thank you so much. It was a very helpful call. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard and Mary. Great call.